During World War II, some U.S. communities experienced the conflict in a unique way. They became the homes for foreign POWs, captured abroad and sent here for the duration of the war. We visit one such location on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Christmas is just around the corner. Fill your Christmas shopping list with books and CDs from The American Countryside. Just go to shopfarmjournal.com, where you'll find all four of Andrew McRae's books from The American Countryside, including Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. Plus, you'll find Machinery Pete's Tractor Tales DVDs, agricultural books, Corn College DVDs, and much, much more. Shop The American Countryside by logging on to shopfarmjournal.com today.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. American participation in World War II was not yet a year old when it became apparent new arrangements were needed to confine prisoners of war.
By the time the successful invasion of Northern Africa took place, it became apparent that they weren't going to have enough room in England and France to be able to house these prisoners.
Jerry Yoakum at the Camp Algona, Iowa POW Museum says the United States agreed that it could accept captured soldiers and hold them according to the rules of the Geneva Convention.
We brought them by ship to the United States, and the earliest ones came in late 1942. And then by 1943, we had a number of camps springing up across the country.
The camp here at Algona, Iowa was completed in late 1943, and the first prisoners, Italians, arrived here in 1944.
We were one of 150 camps across the country. And then they began to farm prisoners out or take prisoners from this camp to a number of branch camps in Iowa, Minnesota, North, and South Dakota.
Camp Algona, Iowa had 34 branch camps, which it sent prisoners to. About 10,000 prisoners in total passed through Algona during the war.
It was 287 acres, and it was a carbon copy then where you have barracks for the prisoners and you have buildings for the American guards and for the civilians to work, because we employed about 80 civilians on a daily basis.
The camp's brief history produced many interesting stories, and we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.